I used to go on real vacations, wild vacations, where I did things like mountain bike in Arizona, on expert trails, and almost get myself killed. But still, it was vacation. So since I've had at least one child attending college for approximately the last 82 years, my vacation ambitions have been replaced with something more financially responsible. Less poolside in Sedona, more poolside in Wildwood Crest midweek, because I can't afford the weekend rates. But at least I know how much I can afford thanks to Monarch AI. Monarch is the personal finance app that tracks everything: accounts, investments, savings goals, and spending. And you could get your first year of Monarch for half off, just $50, with promo code HAPPENS. Monarch AI is helping me plan my summer vacation. Well, not like that. It cannot get a table, but what it can do is answer questions like, how much can I actually spend on beach tags and beer? So instead of staring in horror at the menu, I actually know what my budget is. And if things start to get out of hand, Monarch will let me know before I do something remarkably stupid, at least when it comes to my money. So use code HAPPENS at monarch.com to get your first year half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code HAPPENS.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hey, I'm Dan Bova, and welcome to a special episode of How Success Happens, coming to you from NFL Draft Day here in Pittsburgh. Tonight, a lot of lives are going to change in ways that people cannot imagine when they hear their names called. And earlier today, I sat down with a player who heard his name called almost 10 years ago, legendary tight end George Kittle from the San Francisco 49ers, and his wife Claire Kittle talked about what that moment was like and how they have used his platform to build brands and businesses that continue to score touchdowns. Hey, it's Dan coming to you live from my basement here in New York, slightly less glamorous than the NFL draft red carpet. So I just wanted to set the scene a little bit more before we dive into my interview with George and Claire Kittle. So while I was on the red carpet, I saw dozens of men who within a matter of hours or days would be signing contracts that come with bonuses in the millions or tens of millions, not to mention officially achieving their childhood dreams. So I started our conversation by asking George what he thinks the best way to keep a level head when you reach that first big success and how he blocks out all the noise.
Find that first sense of success and you're like, you're feeling yourself. I think that's when you work twice as hard. So then that you get to experience that continued success and you get to continue to experience all the fun things that come with success. Because anybody can be successful once or for a couple of days. It's that, like, what are you going to do to be successful over 10 years of your life?
Right.
Or your career. And so, like, when you feel that, work way harder so you continue to feel that it continues to grow and it continues to grow. Because, yeah, I mean, it's fun to be successful for, you know, one season. But the guys who can do that in your whole life and your whole career, then you're going to be, hey, when you want to retire, you can retire. When you want to retire, we'll be doing fun things. You know, we want to do fun things. And you're not going to always have to work as hard as you possibly have to for your entire life.
That's great. And I love what you said about quieting the noise when it's go time. The big question is how? Like, do you have a pregame ritual? Like, all of us feel so distracted. How do you quiet all that stuff?
For me, like on a football field, my biggest thing is that I learned really early on was, you want to keep the off the field noise as quiet as you can. So like, you don't want to cause your own distractions. You don't want to make like lifestyle mistakes that you have to then worry about while you're at work. You don't have to deal with crazy situations when you're at work, because if you can't be 100% at work, then you obviously can't be your best. If you're not going to be at your best, the next guy that the team brings in is going to take your job from you. And then you're going to have way more things to worry about. And so It started off with like a really close-knit circle between Claire, me, my dad, my agent. And so you like to keep other people, you know, from getting into the circle, and like they can always keep you humble. They can always give you good advice, and they can always just keep your head on straight. And so if you can limit that off the field noise, you have a tight circle behind you, then you can go be your best self every single day, because football's really, it's really hard. And if you're worried about all this other crazy stuff going on, you're going to lose your job.
So this mindset translates from athletics to business. And that doesn't just go for George. It also goes for Claire, former college basketball star and current entrepreneur and fitness influencer. So I wanted to know from them both, when did you first get bit by the business bug?
Oh, wow.
We both were entrepreneurship minors.
Yeah.
The University of Iowa. So we had that in us.
I learned more on those eight classes. I didn't know.
Yeah, literally. But obviously it comes with, like I said, out there, his success on the field gives us more of a market off the field to do things. So first and foremost, when you're a professional athlete, that's the most important thing. But I think when he's done, obviously we both have the entrepreneurial spirit, so that will just continue. Something that we've always kind of done.
Yes, I had a good season 2018, and then I got to do some marketing stuff, you know, a little bit after that. I was just kind of excited about the opportunity to work with other brands, and, you know, got to wear like a polo with a candy on it and go do like media row at the Super Bowl, which was pretty fun for me because it was the first time I've ever done anything like that.
Yeah.
And it just kind of grown from there. And, you know, like she said, the only reason brands want to work with you usually is if you're really good at football. And like we're very, very aware of that. And so, like, while I thoroughly enjoy working with all these brands and being able to do fun stuff, shoot fun commercials, do fun marketing stuff, like those opportunities come because of what I do on the football field. And so that is like priority number one. And then all the other things kind of come with it. And I just, you know, we're very good if we throw our authentic selves at it every single time.
Yeah.
As best we can. But we always do it in a way that doesn't take away from me training for football or my focus when you have football.
So you mentioned football is hard.
Yeah.
So how do both of you, and so is business, so how do both of you push past those things that aren't so fun or aren't so glamorous and you don't feel like doing it? What do you use as an internal motivator to get through that stuff?
For me, it's, you know, whatever comes with this job, it was my dream when I was a kid. And so it's just all an opportunity to get better, and it's all a challenge. No. Waking up early, doing the training, doing the rehab. Like when I'm in the off season and my schedule runs from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. in an off season, I'm like, hey, it's what I signed up to do. Like, why would I not want to do this?
Right.
Whether it's, you know,
extra bad, the ugly.
Yeah. Whether I, you know, have to do a really hard workout, I have to go run in the Tennessee heat in July to get in shape for training camp. Like, yeah, it's not, you know, incredibly fun, but it's a part of my job. And if I want to be the best at what I do, you know, I want to do that to the best of my capability. So it's pretty hard. It's very easy for me to roll out of bed every single day. Like I put my feet down, my elbows, like, hey, I woke up today, the sun is shining, and I play football.
Then I wanted to ask about anxiety, something that manifests itself on the football field and in the boardroom.
I dealt with really bad sports anxiety at college, and it really affected, like, I couldn't even play. I was like freaking out. And as a sports psychologist gave me the idea of, I used to have tape. When I have tape my wrist, I used to draw a big red button here as a reset. So after every play, good or bad, I reset it. And you'd see me in college, I'd physically hit my wrist all the time. And so then my first tattoo, show you, is Heath Ledger's Joker. And so there's part of alter ego, but it's part of the other one. But so like the only thing that's red on it is that. And like you'll see now I have a football field and I'll like stop it as like a reset button. So like let's just say you miss a block one play and you're like, oh, shoot. Like my coach is going to be so mad at me. And then the next play you're thinking about missing that block and they try to throw you the ball and you drop it. Mm-hmm. Now you have two bad plays in a row and everybody has bad plays. Like it's football. I have had bad plays, and like how you stay successful in football is that you have less bad plays than the guy across from you. And if you can just, you know, then so once you flush it, then every single play is a fresh start. And worry about the film tomorrow. Like if you drop the pass, worry about that tomorrow, because you're the NFL. I know you catch a ball. Just go catch the ball. Like you've done it 1,000 times. But like what prepares you for those big moments is like what you do. Like in other words, it talks about like, what do you do when the lights are not? What do you do in the dark? Well, like for me is I go run all of the routes that I know I'm going to run throughout the course of a season. I run those 1,000 times each, regardless, in the whole off season. Like my April, May, June, July is me running routes three, four times a week. I'm running 30 to 40 routes a day, no matter what. I'm catching the ball 100+ times a day, no matter what. So then when the lights are on and I need to make a play on fourth down and my number's called, I've done it 10,000 times. And like, that's where it's not big anymore to me. It's just, I've done it so many times. Just go play football. Just go catch the ball. Like, you know what you're doing. Hey, you have a one-on-one pass pro versus a Pro Bowl defense event, and I play tight end. Bring it. I've done it 1,000 times.
You have victories, and then sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
So how do you support each other during the great times and the disappointments?
I think we take the great times and are just so appreciative of them and really try to soak them all in. We're really good at, like, looking around, taking in the moment, and being happy and appreciative that this is our life and that you have the opportunity to play in big time games or be around big time business people. And it's kind of like a pinch me moment sometimes, so it's never like a negative thing in that way. And obviously those opportunities help overcome the not so great ones.
Yeah.
But also failure teaches you a lot, and so you get better.
So after flushing those moments, it's up to us to motivate ourselves to get back in the right headspace. Now, for those of you like me who aren't professional athletes, sometimes it can be hard to find the mantra that really immediately works and psychs ourselves up. So fortunately, I had George and Claire, and I asked them to share a few words of encouragement that they live by that we can maybe use ourselves in those moments when we need it most.
I'm a little more cutthroat, to the point. You got this. You've been training forever for this moment. Go out and seize it, or they're going to happen. So you choose your fate kind of moment.
I like that. One of my big ones is, you've been prepared for this. You've gone through hours of it. I want you to lock in. I want you to focus up. I want you to get the job done. Doesn't matter what they do. As long as you perform at your best, the success will come. No matter what the outcome is, as long as you're at your best, you can go to sleep tonight and you can go have a great time. But all you need to do, lock in, focus up, get the job done.
And then to wrap things up, if you know George Kittle, you know that he loves to lay out defensive players while blocking. For all he does with the ball in his hands, he takes just as much pride in the dirty work. So I had to ask him the question that every tight end revels in. Who is your favorite player to lay out?
Ooh.
Everyone.
Everybody, I would say, like, the most fulfilling is when you can get a defensive lineman on the ground, because I weigh 240 pounds. And if you can pancake a guy that's 280 to 300 pounds, it feels pretty good. Or when I get my hands on like a DD who weighs like 180 pounds, they talk crap to you all day about how fast they are. And I finally get my hands on them and I flat back them and you feel the exhale and their soul kind of leaves their body. That's a highlight reel for me.
Well, thanks to George and Claire and US Bank for setting up the chat. And thank you, George. George was kind enough to offer me the out to become a 49ers fan and abandon my beloved and beleaguered New York Jets. But George, I'm going to give him one more season, and then maybe I'll take you up on that offer. All right. Well, let us know, as always, what you thought about the episode. Let us know in the comments. Subscribe, like, do all those things, and we'll see you next time.